This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of The Dictionary. If I have done my math right, and if I can read my handwriting right, geez, what does that say? I think today is November 20th. Yes, I think that is correct. The first word of this episode is assault, A-S-S-A-U-L-T. If I haven't said it before, I'm going to say my joke right now. There were two peanuts walking down the street, and one of them was assaulted. This is the first form of the word assault. It is a noun from the 14th century. 1A, a violent physical or verbal attack. 1B, a military attack usually involving direct combat with enemy forces. 1C, a concerted effort as to reach a goal or defeat an adversary. 2A, a threat or attempt to inflict offensive physical contact or bodily harm on a person as by lifting a fist in a threatening manner that puts the person in immediate danger of, of or in apprehension of such harm or contact, and compare to the 1B definition of the word battery. That definition went on way longer than I expected. Part of that was in parentheses, but you can figure it out. All right, 2B, we just have the 2 definition for the word rape. Not a good word. We are going to get there later, much, much later. And we are going to move on to the second form of assault. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century. 1, to make an assault on. Number 2, again, we have the 2 definition for the word rape. And here we have the intransitive, it's just a verb. I don't know why they put that there. Anyway, we are going to move on to the intransitive definition, which just says to make an assault. And a synonym is the word attack. Assaulter is a noun. And next we have assault boat. 2 words. And this is a noun from 1941. A small portable boat used in an amphibious military attack or in land warfare for crossing rivers or lakes. Next we have assaultive. This is an adjective from 1946. And if I didn't emphasize it, it ends in T-I-V-E. 1, of relating to or tending to toward assault. The word toward went over to the next line, so again, I got confused. It says, of, relating to, or tending toward assault. All those T sounds. As in, assaultive behavior. Number 2, having an intense or abrasive effect on the senses or emotions. As in, loud and assaultive music. Assaultively is an adverb, and assaultiveness is a noun. The assaultiveness of this music is really hurting my ears. Next we have assault rifle. This is a noun from 1972. Any of various automatic or semi-automatic rifles with large capacity magazines designed for military use. And next is assault weapon. I just saw the word automatic, so I said that. Assault weapon is a noun from 1973. Any of various automatic or semi-automatic firearms, especially the one we just read, assault rifle. Next, we have assay, assay, could also be assay. I think, hold on, assay or assay. Yep, both emphases are correct. This is the first form. It is a noun from the 14th century. One is archaic, and it has the synonyms trial and attempt. Number two, examination and determination as to characteristics as weight, measure, or quality. Three, analysis as of an ore or drug to determine the presence, absence, or quantity of one or more components. Also, a test used in this analysis. Four, a substance to be assayed or assayed. Also, the tabulated result of assaying. There's an ing there. And this is from Anglo-French, assai, A-S-S-A-I, or E-S-S-A-I, and there's more at the word essay with an E. Now we have the second form of assay or assay. It is a verb. Yes, it is a verb from the 14th century. We are going to start with the transitive definitions. Excuse me while I burp and scratch my lip. Number one, we have the synonyms try and attempt. 2A, to analyze as an or for one or more specific components. 2B, to judge the worth of. Synonym is estimate or estimate, actually. Now we have the intransitive definition. It is to prove up in an assay, to prove up in an assay or assay. And assayer is a noun. Next we have asked, A-S-S-E-D. I'm curious to read what this says. It is an adverb from 1923. It is often vulgar. Could have guessed that. And we have the synonym of, which is the third form of the word ass. And it is used in combination, as in, sorry asked state of affairs. And that reminds me, I actually thought about mentioning this earlier somewhere in my brain, but I will say it here. There was a funny comic I saw from XKCD.com. I think I got the letters right. And it was one of the comics that actually stuck with me. It was just, he said, I like to change the hyphenation when I'm talking about things. So if somebody said, oh, that's a small-ass car, he would change the hyphenations a word, at least in the way he says it, and he would say, that's a small-ass car. And I do that to this day, either usually just in my brain, but sometimes I'll say it out loud. So if you were to combine the word ass with something, so in this case, instead of being a sorry-assed state of affairs, it would be a sorry-assed state of affairs. That's a bad example, though. What was the other example we saw? Fancy ass. Well, there's nothing to the rest of that sentence, so never mind. We are going to move on to assegai. Assegai. I think that's how it's pronounced. A-S-S-E-G-A-I or A-S-S-A-G-A-I. This is a noun from 1600. A slender hardwood spear or light javelin, usually tipped with iron and used in southern Africa. I think it'd be cool to see a picture of this one, so we might have to put that on Instagram. This is ultimately from the Arabic al-shagaya, which means the assegai, and is from al, which means the, plus Berber, B-E-R-B-E-R, with a capital B at the front. I don't know. Oh, Berber, that must be a language. It's the Berber word shagaya, which means spear. And then when you combine those together, the spear, it becomes the assegai, I guess. We are going to move on to the word assemblage. Assemblage, as I butcher the pronunciation. It is a noun from 1690. One, a collection of persons or things. Synonym is gathering, as in magic, the assemblage. Number two, the act of assembling, the state of being assembled. Avengers, make an assemblage of us. 3A, the artistic composition made from scraps, junk, and odds and ends, as of paper, cloth, wood, stone, or metal. 3B, The Art of Making Assemblages. And it looks like the pronunciation guide has two ways. Let's see, assemblage or assemblage. Ooh, that's a fancy way to say it. Assemblage. I wonder if that's the artistic one, 3A, artistic composition. That would make sense. Do people really say the word assemblage? Okay, we are going to move on to assemblagist or assemblagist. Literally, it has both of those. Those are both correct. And man, I'm going to have to start saying assemblage every time I say the word assemblage, which is probably 8 times a day. This is a noun. Again, we're talking about assemblagist or assemblagist. This is a noun from 1965, an artist who specializes in assemblages. Man, that blew my mind. Next, we have the word assemble. It is a verb from the 13th century. The transitive definitions are first, as usual. One, to bring together, as in a particular place or for a particular purpose. Two, to fit together the parts of. Now we have the intransitive definition. It means to meet together. Convene is a synonym, and another one is the word gather. And let's see. The etymology says this is Anglo-French assembler from the Latin assimulare, which is from ad plus simul, S-I-M-U-L, simul, which means together. And there's more at the word same, S-A-M-E. We are going to do one more for this episode. The last word on the page actually is mostly on the next page, so we are going to skip it. We're not going to skip it. We're just going to save it for later. Assembler is the last word for this episode, A-S-S-E-M-B-L-E-R. This is a noun from 1616. One, one that assembles. Two, a computer program that automatically converts instructions written in assembly language into machine language. I don't know what assembly language is. And 2B, we have the synonyms assembly language. I'm curious what that is. I haven't heard of that. It's probably some programming coding language, possibly. All right, what is the word of the episode? Well, I have to pick assemblage because I really don't think I've ever heard that before, and that was fascinating to me. Thank you very much for listening. I will be having some guest readers soon. In early December, I got a guy who recorded a couple episodes on his own, which I still have to listen to, and I'm hoping to record some episodes with some people in person, hopefully very soon. And if you have any recommendations for people, if you know a celebrity, if you're able to contact one and you think that they might want to be a guest reader, talk to them, get us in contact. I think that would be awesome. I've sent some messages, but nobody cares. So yeah, that hasn't happened yet. That's it for me. Thank you and goodbye.